Cognitive Rampage Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Lowry. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living in your cognitive rampage. My guest today on the show is Brett Richard. He is the founder of Fit Project Radio and host. He's also the host of ESPN Radio, 93.3 FM in Southwest Florida. And he's someone I am proud to call my friend. Now, we have spoke more than this podcast. We spoke a few times, but Brett is a exciting guy. He, in his past life, was a personal trainer to the stars, everywhere from Leonardo DiCaprio to Alec Baldwin and a bunch more. He was living in Manhattan doing that for a while. He attempted a world record fitness project or fitness attempt, which we talk about on the show. And he'll tell you how that ends up and where that goes. But Brett was really transparent on the podcast, which is something I appreciate. He was open. He was authentic and shared his failures and his triumphs and his visions and philosophies. It's just good talking to somebody that wakes up every day and follows their dreams and follows their passions and encourages everyone to do the same. But this is it was a great time. I love doing it. We're going to do it again. You'll see us working together. But this is my friend, Brett Richard.
There it is. How are you, Adam?
Oh, I'm good, brother. I was just giving you the intro. That is officially the fastest any guest has ever signed on to the Cognitive Rampage podcast.
Well, we had a little bit of practice with it, so we had a couple fudge-ups yesterday, but, you know, hey, we got through it. It's all good.
Well, I thought it was funny yesterday that all we did yesterday was want to run a camera test, and we ended up talking for about a damn hour and a half.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you guys are in for a treat. This is going to be a fun show today.
Yeah, man. I was starting to explain a little bit about, actually, as far as I had gotten is really, was just saying your brand's name. That's as far as I had gotten. And I was going to say,
I don't want to interrupt. So you can pin my name out all you want.
Well, as far as I got was Fit Project Radio and the founder, Brett. And there he is. That's as far as I got.
Well, I guess the intro of what Fit Project Radio is it's been kind of an evolutionary brand. There really is no template per se that we've been following, except for some guidelines. So basically what happened was, I've been in the fitness media industry for going on 3 years now, And I'll be honest with you, I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it was being run. So listening...
What was it? Well, I mean, when you say it was being run, what do you mean you didn't... fill me in.
Okay, so the way... obviously we all do this, to make a living and to make money. But the thing is, guys, is that, the money will be there. You got to put in the time first. And we're not talking about just putting in a couple months or maybe even a year. There are very few people that just, hit a home run right out of the gate. You really, if you truly are your brand, then you need to, first of all, live your brand. And by living your brand, you're going to believe in your brand. And then eventually, if you're doing this for a living, the money will come. It will be there, but if you're solely doing it for the money, then in all honesty, your brand is, in my opinion, a very cheap entity. You're not living your brand. And that's the biggest quote that we operate here at Fit Project Radio is to live your brand. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be a CrossFitter. You don't have to be a yogi. You just have to have that active lifestyle and essentially just practice what you preach, live your brand. So anyway, digress back. I was working for a fitness magazine here in Southwest Florida, and and it was always just about what are your numbers this year? How many advertisers do you have, and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll get you the advertisers, but they're gonna want to see a return. Oh, well, if they want to see a return, they need to pay for it. If they want to be on our social media, that's an added cost. If they want to be on our website, that's an added cost. And I didn't like that. from a marketing end, I was thinking, if you're going to be a part of a dream or a concept, then you should get the whole thing at once. And it bothered me for a long time, but I kept with it because it was a form of income for me. So as the years went on, I became friends with another media outlet called Beasley Broadcasting here in Southwest Florida. And Beasley Broadcasting has a variety of different stations, you know, all around the country. But I was having a conversation with some of the sales reps there, and they, one of their stations is ESPN Radio. So I actually pitched to them. I said, I have this idea, beyond what you guys do on ESPN that could really benefit, our community, more so than just making a quick buck. So they said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, and this is exactly how I pitched it to them. And I think, Adam, you and I have had this discussion, so I'm really proud to share this with all of your fans and followers here. So if you tune into ESPN right now, whether it's on the television, on the radio, you have download their app, whatever, they're talking about the top 5% of athletes. Tom Brady's contract extension. Is Peyton Manning coming back? LeBron James, Dwayne Wade. Granted, amazing athletes, incredible people, and a lot of fun to check out. I mean, I enjoy it as a fan. But I only need to hear about it once, maybe twice, and then I'm done. I don't care anymore. Yeah. I don't care that Tom Brady's stacking up another million.
Well, yeah, you end up getting the same story regurgitated by 15 different talking heads within 1 week where you're like, my God, man, like, can we just go?
Yeah, exactly. So
I get that.
What about the rest of the 95% of people? Because you're technically talking about the top 5% of athletes of the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, so on and so forth.
And to clarify, and when you say the top 5%, you're actually including every single NFL player, every single professional player, not just the top elite professional players.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're exactly right. Thank you. Yeah. So, so my question was, what about the rest of the 95%? What about me? What about you? People that have that active lifestyle, that, what's the journey that they went through? Their training regimens, their diets, their supplements, just their life in general. What was that journey like? Because essentially that's what we're all living right now. So, and granted, you're attracting that top 5%. I'm going to talk to the 95%. So Fit Project Radio was created to educate, inspire, and above all, entertain people in the realms of health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. Now, of course, keeping the upper echelon athletes in mind, but, I want to focus on, Bill Jones and Betty Smith and like the local market of people that are putting in, dedicating their lives to a similar result and being successful at it. Highlighting those, mom and pop shops that are still doing well, that we all know and love. I mean, we all have that restaurant that everybody needs to know about. We all have that, that great story that everybody needs to hear. Well, Fit Project Radio is designed, specifically to tell those stories.
And man, I love this idea because there's a huge emergence of all kinds of different sports and training everywhere, from savage races and these ultimate marathons to all kinds of CrossFit games. I mean, it the world of sports and that world itself, sports is so general. You know what I mean? You could like curling or climbing, So, I mean, you're right, that 95%, and you're seeing that emergence across the country, I think, and maybe even the globe, though, of people taking on those fit lifestyles and kind of creating their own, if you will. I mean, hell, look at the emergence of podcasts and blogs, etc.
Sure.
And, our local communities do. They have those athletes that are premier elite athletes, if you will. They're just not signing multi-million-dollar contracts or selling a shoe or some shit.
Exactly. And so that's what we really try to focus on. And we've been, you know, successful in it. And again, you know, not in the financial sense. Like, I get emails all the time. And I personally, guys, if you ever email me at fitprojectradio@gmail.com, and I'll put that out there throughout this entire show, email me anytime. Every time you get a response from fitprojectradio@gmail.com, the response will come from me. I guarantee that, because I want to make sure that when you get a response from this brand, you know, it's coming from me. And so when I get these emails of these stories, of these different ideas and concepts that I've probably never even thought of, and I love, I do everything I can to highlight that. So basically, you know, this is an evolving brand, and every day is different. You know, we're going to be launching our fitprojectradio.com website here, you know, in the next week, maybe two, hopefully no more than 2 weeks. And, you know,
they can sign up now though, right?
Yes, actually you can. You can go to fitprojectradio.com and subscribe. It's an absolutely free subscription. And the exclusive word is here on Cognitive Rampage, it will always be free. All right. I will never, ever charge a penny for people to get this information. So fitprojectradio.com, you can subscribe. Doesn't cost you a thing, never will. And once the website launches, you'll get notifications on the different podcasts and video casts that we're doing. And these video casts will include product reviews and then also inspiring interviews of people, you know, and those are things that we can touch on here, you know, as we progress.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is, you know, you said it's an evolving brand, and I love that idea, because when people talk about an evolving brand, you allow that brand to evolve authentically rather than coming out with this structured piece. I see it, man. I can see how your involvement early saw that you were constructing entertainment to bring the people rather than bringing authentic entertainment to the people. And, you know, and experiencing that and now trying to switch that around to go, all right, why don't you bring me your authentic entertainment, your authentic experience as an athlete or your journey and bring that to Fit Project Radio. And that's kind of where I'm asking is that what you're asking for, is for people to send in like their, you know, weight loss stories, their athletic achievements, their journeys, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, we want it all. We would love to, you know, and I can't guarantee, obviously, that I can cover every single story, but any response I get will always get a like-minded response in return. So, yes, and that's the thing that I love is you know, I'll get an email from, you know, from a random person that listened to my show on ESPN. Or listen to one of my video casts, you know, online or through social media, and you know, and they'll say something, you know, to the effect of, you know, hey, I really like what you're doing. Can I get more information on that? Absolutely, and I will send all relevant information. On the flip side, I will get, hey, did you hear about this guy in a local town here, Fort Myers, Florida, that went out to Texas and finished top 10 in some Ironman in Corpus Christi, Texas? No, I didn't. How do I get, can you give me his number? Can I do, because you're never going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love, is then reaching out to this individual and giving them, whether they're, you know, live on the air, or I just give them their props. You know, I just, you know, hey, Tom Jones, congratulations, coming back from Corpus Christi, Texas. You know, wanted to say congratulations, top 10 finish, way to represent Southwest Florida. And just that little bit of recognition will, you know, not only drive this individual to do more, you know, but it validates, you know, that they did do something great. And it becomes an inspiration to others that, you know, that somebody took a chance and trained hard and went somewhere and they actually did something. And that's, I guess, the mission is for Fit Project Radio to inspire people to do. Just go and be and just, like, enjoy life. Enjoy your body, you know. It doesn't have to look perfect. Mine's far from perfect. But I love just to be and do, and I love what I'm doing now.
And that's, I think, is the huge part about anything, any transformation, be that mentally, physically, career-wise, is you got to love what you're doing, I think.
Yeah, man. One of the other fun things that I know you and I talked about before, and one thing that, you know, and hopefully as this brand evolves, one thing that Fit Project Radio will do, not only will the website and fitprojectradio.com, that will always be free, but it'll never be, you know, bought out. You know, we will always tell you the truth to a fault. And that's kind of a personality trait of mine. That's why I don't have a whole lot of friends.
You mean your gluten rant? Is this what we're referring to?
Oh, the gluten rant, man. So I did this story. Oh, Jesus. I think it was like about a month ago. And this was on live on 99.3 ESPN here in Southwest Florida. And it was somebody sent an email in about, you know, hey, what are the best ways to offset gluten allergies? You know, should I stop, you know, doing this, or should I add this, or, oh man, you know, and it kind of hit me. I don't know if something snapped or what, but I, you know, I just said, you know, well, if you have a gluten allergy, you know, look at what you're actually eating, you know? And so then I went on this cognitive rampage.
Thank you. Show. Thank you for plugging the brand there, man.
Well, so I was like, listen, the human beings have been eating bread for over 10,000 years. I mean, it's a staple of human diet and evolution. I mean, breaking bread at the table, common thing. The Egyptians were making bread. I mean, it goes back thousands of years. And just now we're allergic to it? Wait. Oh, wait. So what's so special about us right now in 2012, 2013, that now bread is allergic? So then I went on. I was like, listen, it's not the bread. It's the product, how it's made. It's the preservatives. It's the chemicals. Because these bread manufacturers, bread will go bad if you let it out. It'll be bad in 3 or 4 days. Done. But the bread that you see in the stores – at your local grocery stores, whether it's, you know, Publix, Kroger, Sam's, Costco, whatever. It's designed to be on the shelves for weeks at a time, if possible. And it's those preservative elements that, in my opinion, I'm not a medical doctor, but this is my full opinion, that is what people are having their allergic reactions to. If you were to get all natural, whole grain, you know, root, true seed to table rooted breads, I will, unless it's a special case, I will be shocked and surprised if you have the same allergic reaction to it. I went off, and so did my listening base. Oh, I can't believe, oh, you know, my dad has this and he breaks out into that, and I can't believe you'd be so insensitive. I'm not being insensitive. I'm being direct. I'm being honest. You know, I mean, So with that being said, the honesty will always be there. You know, I mean, you know, Fit Project Radio will never sell out to any brand, try to make sure that, you know, big name companies get any type of recognition, because it's just wrong. I'm never going to be cheap and sell out my shit like that ever. I'll say is if something's good, we're going to tell you.
Well, people on the podcast, when you're going to be listening to this, as he's talking, he was drinking a Red Bull and then put that down and leaned back and held up a Gatorade bottle at the same time.
So if a supplement works, we're going to tell you it works. If a supplement doesn't work, we're going to tell you it doesn't work. And it's going to be from not just my opinion, it's going to be from reliable sources, athletes, and individuals that I know and trust that are a part of Fit Project Radio.
Yeah, I like that idea of doing that. And, you know, there's, like I said, there's always a double-edged sword to things. Like, our greatest strengths are our greatest weakness. And I would look at the internet and I would say it has so many strengths and so many weaknesses. But at the same time, so much information can get available to people, misinformation, wrong things, bad research, influence research, and I say influenced by capital investment research, etc. I mean, even academics and academia is pretty poached and poisoned with that same idea. So you can make research show whatever you want it to. And so with that notion, the internet has been flooded with a lot of ideas and thoughts, processes, stories, etc. And, you know, Chris Bell, the producer of Bigger, Stronger, Faster, Trophy Kids, and the new Prescription Thugs was on our show, and he talked about his new documentary. He's doing health and fiction, trying to weed through all of the mess that's out there and finding it. And, you know, that's a real issue. And so the more you're talking about supplementation or foods or diets or plans and, you know, is it just so individualized, really, that maybe different things affect people differently? Or and you also see that, man. I remember, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, dude.
Go off.
I remember when I was a kid that we would joke around a lot at middle school, etc., about false advertising. It was this thing. And now it's just like went the fuck away. You can say whatever the hell you want to say, whenever you want to say it about anything and make a claim of it. And it has flooded the industry like this gluten idea. I don't know either. I'm not a researcher. I have no fucking clue. I won't even pretend to. But your concept, your argument makes so much logical sense that it's hard not to go, well, fucking duh. You know, and the fact that you're another person or a brand that wants to sift through that with the honesty, that is what I think is rare out there today.
Right. And again, it comes down to, maybe it's the lawyers, because funny thing, and you know, we can obviously go into this if we walk down this road, but my former father-in-law, I'm a single dad, I got divorced back in 2010, and basically my ex-father-in-law, he's a phenomenal attorney. Phenomenal attorney and a good man, good heart, but he is a lawyer 24/7. So if you would say, go up to him and say, the sky is red, he'd look at you and be like, well, I can see where you can make that argument that the sky could be red. When the sun, tilts at a certain time or later on in the day, I can see where the sky, sky could be. So he would never give you a definitive answer. He would always give you this broad idea of I can see where you're coming from, but as opposed to being like, no, you're a jackass, the sky is blue, and the reason why it's blue is because of the light rays coming down from the sun, but with that, there's so many vague concepts anymore in regards to different products, supplements, whether it's clothing to pre-workouts, proteins, food. There are so many generic ideas out there that people, you can say anything about anything and it will be true to someone. That's how they get away with it. I don't really believe that. I think that, human beings are still, again, we're evolutionary creature, just like any other animal. But I think that, the research that we're going to do, and again, it's not my opinion. I'm bringing in medical professionals. I'm bringing in, health and fitness professionals from all over the country and all over my area to share their research. And at the end of the day, again, explain the truth of the health, fitness, athletic industry.
Yeah, and the knowledge, I think, is where it starts. I talk a lot about this, and I've got a few emails in. I promise the book is weeks away. One of the principles that I talk about that I use in an inventory and a principle of change is the CCE principle that I talk about, and that is going from competence to confidence and to enthusiasm. But all of that begins with a slight interest. And I think what I encourage in my book and when I talk to people is to follow any slight interest by seeking basic competence through research of it. As you gain that competence, then you can add experience, which can grow a confidence to either be, look, I am sure about this, or I'm not sure about this, or this works for me. And so, you know, because I think health, fitness, workouts, diets are so individualized that, you know, I would encourage people to follow any interest or any idea, feed it competence, chase it till you're either confident that you can be enthusiastic to find happiness and repeating it, or at least confident that, you know, that shit ain't for you.
That's right. So, and again, you know, I agree with all that. And I, again, you know, with Fit Project Radio, you know, we're a, you know, a little fish in a giant pond right now, but the popularity of what has been created has been overwhelming and has been, I just cannot express the gratitude that I have for Southwest Florida, for the people that have been, you know, just supportive in the good and the bad times. And I can't really say bad times. It's just the bad times have been learning experiences at the end of the day. And that's what is something that, you know, that I like to share with a lot of people is that, you know, life is obviously what you make of it. And I don't mean to sound like a Facebook philosopher here, but because they drive me nuts. But again, it's,
I'm sorry.
It's easy. It's easy to enjoy the good times, you know, but how do you react to the bad times? I mean, that really dictates who you are as a person. And
well, you know, I'm going to ask you, man,
I've had some massive failures in life.
I'm about to ask you, bro, what's the pivotal failure, man, that I would describe as a peak, actually not a valley, but what's yours, man? What's your dark place that did something for you that you had to change your perception on?
Man, that is a fantastic question. So, there have been two in my life that really stick out in my head. And one will go down the personal road a little bit, that intertwines with the professional. But, you know, the one professional thing was before I made the leap from the fitness industry where, you know, I was I had an amazing fitness career starting in 2001 that took me, UCF, went to UCF in Orlando and then traveled to New York City in 2006 and lived in New York City for 4 years. I went into more of like event planning. So whether it was fitness events and so on and so forth. And I remember I was putting together a couple, like two charity events, and I found a financial backer for them. And I just I learned very very early that that you if you're going to be putting together an event, you need to make sure that you have all. You don't have to have the puzzle put together, but you need to have the pieces in front of you. And I didn't. I was gaining the pieces as I was developing the event, which was a huge mistake. So I was racking up tens of thousands of dollars in credit or debt to a bunch of different venues and speakers and people that were supposed to come in for this event. And actually, it was supposed to be a world record attempt, and it failed.
What was the event, man?
So I wanted to do the largest group fitness class in world history. It was going to be a boot camp style. And I mean, I was in talks with Mr. 305 Pitbull, and he was going to come do a little performance. And I was in talks with the Guinness Book of World Records over in England. I mean, this was big. And I had people, you know, dumping in, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And I thought I could do it all by myself. And it just became too big, too fast, too much. And the event never happened. And I had to pay back all this money. And it almost bankrupted me. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no idea what I was going to do. And so, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, why did I fail? You know, what was the element that allowed me to just have this devastating experience. And it was because it was ego. It was my arrogance. I could do it myself. You know, it was all going to be about me. It was going to be Brett Richards' world record attempt in Florida. And that's where it just it shit the bed, was because it was me doing everything as opposed to exposing it to a larger audience, and as opposed to this being Brett Richards' Fit Project Radio. It's just Fit Project Radio. It's designed for you, by you. I just drive the car. That's it. You tell me where to go. So that's where, that was my big learning experience.
Well, you came out the gate as a young man doing, I love the initiative. I still like the idea. You should still maybe attempt that, but I would ask you.
Attempted, and it's the feat is, it's a Zumba class of 10,000 people in Brazil. I think it's like 10,000.
Ooh.
180 something. Like it's massive. Back when I was doing it, it was a little bit more humble, but yeah. So
what were you going anyway. For? What was the setup?
The setup for my class, for the world record attempt?
Yeah.
So down here in Collier County, we have this area called North Collier Regional Park. And North Collier Regional Park is made up of about 8 soccer fields, like full soccer fields. And the way that it's laid out as a giant square, if you angle the stage and the layout correctly, you can fit, you know, at double arm's length, you can fit thousands and thousands of people on these fields. And, you know, I wanted to be an event. And the idea was that everybody was going to take part in this world record. So that was going to be kind of like a milestone for people. Like, you know, hey, what was one of the greatest things you ever did? Well, I was a part of a world record.
Yeah.
So that was kind of that was the way I was pitching it. That was the way I was selling it. But again, guys, I have to digress that it was all about me. It was all about what I wanted to do and how I was going to do it and how great I was. And whether it was God or some kind of higher deity entity that just came down and just said, here's a big humbled slap in the face, and it just didn't go off as it was supposed to. So
perhaps the failure was more rewarding than the world record would have been.
So I would have disagreed with you many years ago, but right now, yeah. The failure was one that, again, took me to a very low place. And, but again, it was a learning experience of it all that really made me and who I am. And it gave me a different perspective on life, you know, and how to be unselfish and understand that there's so much more out there than just me standing in the middle of a field wanting to do this world record attempt.
Walk me through that transition, man. Walk me through the mental changes, the thought changes, the behavioral changes, even environmental changes, whatever. Walk me through the dark day and into the now, man.
So the personal changes came from, well, backing up to when I lived in Manhattan. So, you know, I've always had this tell me I can't, I'll show you I will mentality. And it's a very defiant personality trait that I've had even since I was a kid. excuse me. So when, you know, my dad and my mom and dad divorced when I was, a little boy, 7 years old, and brought me down to Southwest Florida. My mom did. And she met a wonderful guy, and she's remarried now. And this was the guy that, you know, raised me. And so there were now, and he had 3 kids of his own. So now there was 5 kids in this family, my biological brother, myself, 2 stepsisters and a stepbrother. And I was the middle child. Okay, I was in the rankings of age, you know, it goes Amy, Andy, Brett, Holly, Adam. And if you count on your fingers, you know, you have Amy, Andy, Brett, Holly, Adam. You go backwards. Amy, Andy, Brett, Holly, Adam. Look what finger I end up on every time. So each time I get stuck on the middle finger, no matter how you run it. So
yeah,
I was the loud one. I was the one that always took things to the extreme in almost everything. And I still do that. And I still kind of designate myself as the black sheep of the family. So because of that, I needed the attention. So as I went to New York City, I wasn't just going to be a trainer. I was going to be the best at what I did. So I would go to high profile members at Equinox on the Upper West Side, and I'll say, I'll train you for free if I can just have you on my repertoire and resume. And I mean, these people were, again, just big movie stars and very highly reputable people. And basically that's what I did. I was a high profile celebrity trainer in New York City. And that's what I did. So with that came an ego.
Yeah. Can I ask who you trained?
So I trained the Canadian and Swiss representatives to the UN. I was actually Alec Baldwin's trainer for a little while. And I did some work on the movie The Departed. Mm. So I was able to work with, our man Leonardo DiCaprio, who was, you know, just won his first Oscar. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, man.
Matt Damon, Martin Sheen, and Joan Allen. Did some work with Joy Behar from The View. She's a trip. And then Neil Patrick Harris. So you remember Doogie Howser?
Oh, of course, man. Of course.
So, Neil Patrick Harris is a trainer for a while as well. So, great people. And again, so hence the ego.
Yeah.
So as I moved back to Southwest Florida, which is a little bit of a slower pace, paradise on earth type of, I still had that New York mentality that, you know, I'm going to go out there and I am just going to take over. And in this town, you know, it's all about who you know and not necessarily what you know. And with that ego, I just thought that, you know, just being, Betty Jones' trainer was a waste of my time and expertise. And I thought that I could always do more. I could always be great. And again, like the thought process, you always want to think that you can be great, but you want to be great for unselfish reasons.
Yeah, I like that, man. I had a, let's just call it a vision quest a couple weeks ago. And sort of at the end of that, one of the little quotes that came out of it was, it's not about doing something great. It's about being a great person.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And nail on the head. That's exactly right. So that's when I attempted the world record attempt, because I was going to, man, I was going to make a name, and here it is. And working with celebrity trainer Brett Richard in New York City and blah 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 blah, and it just turned into something that was all hype and no real action, because people were just going to come because it was me, because I'm the man. Why wouldn't you come? And so again, I was taking the wrong direction, and it bit me in the butt and
brought some self-awareness, it looks like, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now pulling back to Fit Project Radio, I mean, this job, it doesn't feel like a job, because I've got so much great interaction with people, consistent interaction with people, that, you know, they give me the idea, concept, the template, and then I have the pleasure, and in many ways the honor of running with it. So that's the fun part. You know, that's what I really enjoy most is interacting with dozens of people every week. It's great.
Yeah, man. I'm going to give you my little psych breakdown of what I see happening.
Do it.
All right. I love these kind of stories, man. This is the humanity of the human race that I love, and why I think I love people so much, and observing them and studying them and talking to them, is in that humbling experience, that dark time that you went through and modified that perception. It's almost as if like you recognized it and said, wait a minute, this isn't, I mean, you've said it here about, you know, this isn't about me. And it's almost like you're coming back going, wait a minute, I'm sorry I used my superpower just for me, but I'm going to now use my superpower that I've had since I was the middle finger for everybody else, so I can give everybody else the power of the middle finger. You know what I mean? And
yeah, pretty much. No, you're exactly right. You know, I mean, there's, you know, and there's one thing that, because I always had the need and the want for attention and adoration and for people to look up to me. You know, in the family, it was, that was always looked down upon with me is, why does Brett always need all that? Why does Brett always have to get all this attention, positive or negative? He's always just, you know, he's so loud. He's always, you know, why does he need so much attention? And I always thought that was a bad thing. Maybe there is something wrong. You know, maybe I should just be satisfied with what I have and just play the card hand I was dealt and have the 9-to-5 job and just get the daily paycheck and have the 2.5 kids. And God, no. Ugh, even saying that just drives me nuts. I can't do it. And so when I came to that, as you were saying, that self-realization is it's okay to want attention or have this need for something more, but you have to ask yourself why. Like, what is the ultimate goal of wanting more? If it's for your own selfish reason, it may work in the beginning. And I'm telling you, the notoriety and everything I was getting for this world record attempt was huge. News stations, newspapers. I mean, just people were just, oh my gosh, this is so great. And it was filling my ego because I'm the man. I am the greatest thing in the fitness industry since Jack LaLanne. And then just bam. When I started believing my own hype, that's when things started to unravel. You know,
it's like the universe. Thoughts. It's like the universe knows. I said this on the other on many podcasts. Wow, it's like the universe knows when you're bullshitting it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sponsors started falling off. Instructors all of a sudden couldn't be there. People weren't flying down. Oh man, I'm sorry, I can't make it. But good luck to you. And it just started unraveling, and it just, you know, it did. It became a it became more of a just a headache and an issue than a positive event. You know, so now that my big learning experience was, you know, you need to be greater than yourself and have that mission of doing more, going beyond yourself. You know, I've seen so much success with Fit Project Radio over the last couple of weeks, but it's not a financial success. You know, that'll come. You know, one day I hope. You know, I do. Trust me. Listen, I'm no Mother Teresa. You know, I hope that this thing gets, you know, is a multi-millionaire idea. I hope so. I hope it does. But I hope along the way people share the success with me. And as it develops, you know, hundreds of thousands and so many people, you know, benefit from it and become better because of it. And I can take this success, whatever it may be, and share it with as many people as possible. And that's what I'm excited about at the end of the day. That's why I look forward to tomorrow and the next day and the next week and the next month, is because I always think about, like, you know, who's going to benefit from this today and who can I share this with tomorrow? And that's what now gets me really, really excited.
That shift in belief, the shift in focus of what you do it for, that is what brings that authenticity, you know, to the forefront. And I think that's what's going to, that's what's making the people follow like they are now with what you're doing. And like I said, using that superpower you have to really be a voice for those that may not have it or have the means to get to it, you know, like the local athletes that are competing in these races, or even the stay-at-home moms and dads that compete in things athletically or in coach. I mean, these are all, you know, unsung superhero athletes, and the fact that you can use that superpower you have to get the attention, to bring the awareness to it, and then giving that microphone to those that necessarily can't, brother, that's a parallel belief that I love, and a torch I carry here is, and such a respect that I have for those that choose to make that switch and use their power for serving others along the way. I have a firm belief that the universe will unfold as it should. If you make the next right choice, the universe will unfold as it should. If you make the next wrong choice, trust me, the universe will unfold as it should. And if you're serving others on the front end, man, I think the universe tends to reward that with what you need, maybe not with what you want. And I don't mean you personally. I mean GU in a general sense. And it will reward you with either the love that you need, the service that it fills, or even the financial end to what it's necessary. It's like the universe just knows, man.
It does. And, you know, and that's why I always relate to, you know, the earth is a perfect circle. You know, there's no beginning and no end, and it's always in constant balance. And, you know, it's funny, like, where, you know, whether it's a, you know, higher power or whatever people's belief structure is, you ever find anything like where, like, you know, you're short one month and you're just like, gosh, man, and you really put your mind to it, like, man, I really need to make this $400 or this $1,000 or I really need to, man, and then all of a sudden, like at that 11th hour, it happens.
Yes, man, that has happened my entire life, and that's where that notion comes from. Yes, almost to a specific point, bro. That happens a lot. You know, I've thought about things and said, okay, I'll need this or that so I can make sure my daughter gets this here, and then all of a sudden, it is. It's like 11 hours before, sometimes 20 minutes. And then I'm like, holy, and it's the exact amount.
It's the exact amount. And the reason for that is because if you would have gotten, and again, we're just using a financial example here, but like if you would have gotten that $400 3 days before, chances are you probably would have messed it up. Something would have gone wrong. You'd have spent that. You'd have been like, oh man, look at that DVD. I can spend $20 of it. You know, no, it's you got it right when you needed it, and you used it as it was designed to be given to you.
And you know, I'm going to switch it from the money metaphor to really where I this happens the most, actually, and more prevalent outside of the money is the guests on this show. When I started, when you're forcing the booking of people or guests, and it's funny how you're like, damn, people say no. And you're like, somebody said, okay, I was just trying to help them out. And the more you force it, the more I would try to force certain guests, the more I would strike out. And so I stopped giving a shit about booking anybody. And all I would do was either go, that dude's cool, that girl's cool, let me, and I would just say hello to them, and then all of a sudden it would be another person, and the ship books itself, and now I'm booked for we're a month and a half booked constantly out, and it for almost doing nothing. It's weird as shit how it just naturally goes, you know what I mean? But when I was forcing stuff, forcing the show to be something, trying to do this, it was a fucking pain. And you know, I think what I realized, what I like to say, is when I'm doing something, if it stops being fun, I'm doing something wrong.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, yeah. If this work turns into a job, I'm quitting.
Yeah, and
I will hang up my headphones and turn off my microphone and I'm done. But yeah, it's the same thing. Like, and nail on the head. Like there's actually, and I do have to keep this private for the time being, but I am working on a high profile guest for Fit Project Radio. And so I did. I started putting a little bit of pressure on her because I want her here in the month of March. I'm like, you know, hey, I will move people. I will do, you know, hey, just tell me where you're going to be. I'll come to you. It's just like I was chasing a chick, you know, yeah. Like back in the day, like you're like that sad puppy dog. That's just like, oh, well, we can go wherever you want to go. And you know, don't worry, I'll pay for it. I'm okay. How are you? You know, I started putting a little bit of pressure on this individual, and this was a couple of weeks ago, and they replied back. They're like, yeah, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to have the time to be on the show. All right. You know, and then, yeah, a little bit of a devastating punch in the gut. So then I let it go and was going over some notes, and I decided just to send him a quick email. Just, you know, hey, how are you? Just, you know, hope all is well. Just wanted to just let you know that if you still wanted to be on, it's available. You know, if not, I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck. All my best. And wouldn't you know it, 2 days later, well, I am actually going to be in the Naples area, ironically enough, March 6th through 9th. And if maybe we can get together and meet for lunch or something like that. And then people, guys, when you listen to this, it is. It's just like dating. Business is just like dating. You can't get excited and be like, okay, well, wherever you want to go, let me go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And we're going to just, oh, okay. That sounds cool. Well, tell you what, let me get back to you and I will, I'll let you know when I'm free. You know, thank you so much for your replies. It's a pleasure speaking to you and I'll let you know. I still have yet to contact this person to let them know where we're going to meet.
I hope they don't listen to this one.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, so they...
I'll put it out there twice. This happened to me twice, man. And I'll say the name too, man, because frankly, I got all excited. I even marketed that they were coming on the show and I was only made to look like a fool. But, you know, that's happens, you know. One guy who is a virtual mentor of mine, actually. I love his books, his teachings, man. And that's Dr. Carl Hart. I mean, this guy's amazing, dude. I love this guy. And we shared a couple tweets back and forth. Then we traded emails. And he was on Walkabout in Malaysia writing in his book. And he said, look, I'll be back at the end of December and let's do this. And I never heard from him again. And I was like, all right, how about now? How about now? You know, and it's like maybe he watched my show and was like, hell no, not this guy. You know, and then the second person I got really excited about was Jane McGonigal. And being the research that I was doing at the time with addiction, et cetera, and her video games, I wanted to talk about a correlation between above her, you know, about her book. And right. She agreed. She even said, who wouldn't want a cognitive rampage? That name's awesome. And I was all excited, promoted both of them. Ghost. I'm like, man, mm-hmm. I wanted to email back and be like, did I say something?
Yeah.
but then I listen to my, then I listen to myself on here and I go, oh, never mind. I get it.
So, you know, that was one of the things that, and it's funny with bringing up like the, how business is like dating, you know. You know, you and I have talked a couple times about one of our mentors, if you will, or one of our guys that you and I both mutually follow is by the name of Tim Ferriss.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I mean, that guy is amazing. And
he's an alien.
Everybody listening, if you have not heard of this guy, hear of this guy, because Tim Ferriss is just an incredible individual with, I mean, I love the guy. So
yeah, he's an alien, I think.
You know, he has to be. And I hope, you know, one day he gets tied to this podcast, you know, because, I mean, Tim Ferriss, listen, Cognitive Radio, you know, Cognitive Rampage, Fit Project Radio, anytime.
He's
my microphone's on for you, brother.
Tim, as we continue to worship this fucker, what the hell? No, he's actually quoted in my book twice coming out. So, I mean, Tim was, he's an influential guy. He's so smart. He's pretty transparent.
Very much so.
Yeah, I like the fact that he's transparent. He talks about, you know, dealing with anxiety, depression, dealing with certain thoughts. You know, at the same time, he's holds like, what, 3 Guinness Book of World Records. He's, you know, a young guy with 4 or 3 New York Times bestsellers. I mean, the guy's legit, man. And his podcast.
Oh, he's great. But one of the neatest things about what that I took from him on the business end is he did. He literally said, he was like, you know, when you're setting up a business, you know, it's almost like dating. So, you know, when you are, you know, out there and you're setting up a business, you know, it's tough to put all of your eggs into one basket, you know, or into like just one person that you're just starting to talk to. Because if it doesn't work out, you're stuck. And again, that's something, again, going back to the world record deal, I put all of my eggs into this one world record basket. And as opposed to, you know, dating is, it's a social activity that's, again, that's been happening for hundreds and hundreds of years. And, you know, so what Fit Project Radio is a podcast, it's a video cast, we do product reviews. We're actually going to be adding on a new the science of training that we're going to be adding to Fit Project Radio this year. We're doing documentaries. We're doing a whole bunch, and so it's very diverse. And the great thing about the diversity is that if one thing fails for any reason, I have other things to fall back on, and it doesn't destroy my company. It doesn't destroy my brand. It you know, it actually helps support it in the long run. So, you know, anybody that's out there that's looking to, you know, start a company or be able to create something of their own, make it diversified. Try to fulfill, you know, three or four different things within your company, within your umbrella. That way, if, you know, trial and error, if one thing falls off, then you've got three other things to fall back on, or two other things, or whatever. So that's always been my advice of people, is to be as diverse as possible and to be able to, you know, create within that diversity something that you can always back and practice what you preach. Again, falling back to live your brand.
Yeah, that idea of living your brand becomes important. I think it's become more and more important to those to the consumer, because I think they follow the authentic person. You know, I talk about William Day's speech, one of the creators of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He gave a commencement address where, you know, he had offers to do TV shows for a lot of money, but he lost control of his vision. And so his statement was, if I wanted to put mittens on kittens, then I'd put mittens on kittens. And, you know, holding to his own ideals that way, but living his brand and being in it, we all know the success of the story. And there, you see that emergence is, you know, I think people almost may even have their own brand and not even know it. The way they live, the way they talk, you know, that's how I talk about, we all have our own life philosophies. That's the following question I'm going to ask you is, you know, a lot of people live their life philosophy and don't even know what it is. But when you can begin to define that life philosophy, you almost can find your own brand.
Absolutely. Yeah. And people do it. You know, our brand is our personality, and with our personalities, you know, come, you know, who we are. It's just, you know, it's buying and selling. Like I'm sure plenty of people out here, and it's hard for me to believe, but that probably just don't like me for whatever reason. And that's on them, because, you know, I'm not changing. So, you know, so with that being said, you know, don't ever try to change yourself simply because, you know, maybe people don't accept you or the public isn't connecting with you. You know, again, evolve. You know, you can always evolve and make, you know, little differences here and there. But you know, never change who you are. You know, stay true to what your belief structure is, because eventually, you know, you will find people that will connect with you and that will appreciate who you are and what you do and the direction you're going. Because, you know, again, there's a lot of people that didn't believe in me, that, you know, Fit Project, this would never work. This would never work. You know, it's too big. It's just not going to work. And I'm happy at the fact that it is working, because there are so many people that are benefiting from it. And again, I can't thank you all enough for the support. And I just, you know, whether it's Southwest Florida or Dubai, you know, or anywhere around the around the world. I absolutely am so grateful for you all following what I do or what we do, and helping to live your brand.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what your life philosophy is, but I think you just kind of said it.
I mean, my life philosophy.
Yeah, I want to take it there, because as we kind of close the show a little bit, I mean, we've talked a little bit about some, you know, of your life influencers, your stories that have made you. And so the culmination of that, if maybe we can, yeah, I would rather avoid the Fit Project Radio brand. Let's talk about, you know, Brett Richard brand, and, you know, walk us off the show in your cognitive rampage, man, about, you know, what's your life philosophy to date?
My life philosophy is no matter what I do in my life, I always want to be known as a person that does what he says he's going to do. And what I mean by that is if I can help somebody in any way, shape, or form, and I say that I am going to help somebody, there is not a question in your mind that I will be there when the time comes. However, on the flip side, if there is a time that I cannot be of assistance, I will tell you that. I will let you know that, you know what, it's just not the right time. I'm not able to, you know, provide what you're needing at this time. But at least you know that there's truth behind, you know, what I'm saying. And, you know, and it might upset you for the time being, but at least you know that, you know, I'm a man of my word. And that's one thing that I feel is lacking in the world today, because so many people say, yes, 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 and there's no follow through, you know, and that really bugs me. And I don't want anybody to ever think that, you know, if they're dealing with Brett, that they will ever get, you know, the runaround. You know, I just want them to know that, yeah, you know what, Brett, he's a great guy, but when you talk to him, just be prepared that he's just very honest and he's very direct. And but if he says he's going to do something, he's going to be there. But be prepared also for him to say he might not be able to help you, and just appreciate the honesty that he's, you know, that he's not going to be able to do what he says. So, you know, that's my life philosophy, is practice what you preach, you know, do what you say you're going to do. And if you can't do something, that's okay. There's power in the word no. That's fine to say no to people and to not overextend yourself. Because then what that's going to do is that's just going to be a deficit on you, and it's going to harm you in the long run. And I don't want to hurt myself. So I think that's my cognitive rampage is just to do what you say and say what you do.
You know, in honor of Tim Ferriss, I'm going to ask a similar question that he asks, actually. If you could go back and tell your 22 or 24 year old self something, what advice would you give yourself?
I know this question very, very, very well. And it actually is my favorite Tim Ferriss question.
All right.
That's good. That's good. If I were to go back in time and tell my 22 year old self, be patient. Be patient. Know that greatness is ahead of you and it will happen. Don't force it to happen. You know, understand that life will come at you as it's supposed to. If you try to force life on yourself or on other people, you get that immediate backlash. I mean, we were just talking about it not too long ago. And I think that just all goes down to the virtue of patience, and just to, you know, stay calm. You know, things will work themselves out. Things will balance out. And I think that's exactly what I would like to tell my 22-year-old self is, Brett, man, just be patient, because greatness is waiting and greatness will happen. in some form or fashion.
Oh, I love it. Now that's a cognitive rampage for your ass right there.
Yeah, man, that's the goodness right there. So yeah, man, I mean, we're excited. We're moving forward. And that's, again, I think I've taken that advice. It's just, I'm being patient. I'm just letting life happen. And I couldn't be happier. I absolutely couldn't be happier.
Well, I thought about what we talked about yesterday and sharing that story that I'm working on with you, man. And in all interest, I'm willing to do that. So that story I was keeping all secretive from you yesterday, I'm definitely willing, and I'd like to work with you on that story. And I'm putting you on the spot here on the Rampage, asking you if you'll work with me on that quiet undercover story that we got to keep wrapped tight for now.
Guys, listen, man, Cognitive Rampage, Fit Project Radio, man, worlds are going to collide here. And I'll tell you what, to all of your listeners and followers, you know, I hope they enjoyed what they heard today. And I hope that they were able to take something out of it, because I definitely have of this experience. And guys, there's going to be a lot more to come. This is just the beginning. This is Cognitive Rampage, Fit Project Radio 1.0, you know, and there's going to be an evolution here of greatness. And again, and I think Adam, he and I have a lot of similar ideas and concepts. And guys, this is for you. You know, this is not our, we own the shows, but they're not our shows. These shows are for you.
Yeah, my show wouldn't be shit without guests like you, bro. You and all the cool people that have written on the cave wall in here. Dude, there's so much knowledge on this cave wall to my left. Like, all the guests that have ever been in the Rampage, they sign the cave wall over here. And every time I walk in, I get to look up to the left of all of the amazing people that have been on this show and that have left their one-liners, you know, here on the wall. And while I'm on it, I have to... what would you like for me to write on the wall for you, Mr. Brett Richards?
Be patient. Greatness is coming.
Be patient. Hold on one second.
I think that's my quote and saying, you know, is for and guys, while you're listening to that, Adam's actually writing on the cave wall right now, so he's away from his microphone, but. You know, as you wake up every day wondering what's going to happen, just know that greatness is waiting. And it's not, you know, and I hope you guys don't think that it's something where, you know, it's that $1 million lottery check or that, you know, it's just, if you are able to achieve your goal for the day, then you've experienced greatness. You know, if you have been able to help that one person, you know, you smile at that one individual, you know, you make a difference in somebody's day, that's where you experience greatness. So everybody, be patient, because greatness is coming.
Oh, I love that, baby. Can you see it up top of the big
patient? There it is. Boom.
Yeah, man.
I love it. That's great. That is very cool. Be patient. Greatness is coming.
Yeah, brother. And it's easy to sign your name because Brett is my middle name.
Oh, man. So you got greatness in the middle of your name too, boy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Adam Brett Lowry, man. That's the full gauge.
So did I ever tell you my brother, my biological brother's name's Adam?
Yeah, you named it. When you named it, it was funny. You went, blah, blah, Brett, blah, Adam. And I was like...
Brett, Holly, Adam. And Adam is my biological brother. And it was always Brett and Adam. Brett and Adam. It was always Brett and Adam. Or Adam and Brett. Adam and Brett. And, hey, Mom, can I go to Adam and Brett's house? Or, you know, it was just... That's, you know...
If I heard Adam Brett, I was in trouble.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah, when you get that middle name,
that's not good, man.
Like, I like my middle name, and actually,
it's not Adam, is it?
No, no, that'd be great, but no, it's actually my middle name's Stricker, and it's a namesake because that's my mother's maiden name, and for some reason, I got these two last names, so I'm Brett Stricker Richard.
All right, hold on, that's kind of cool. I have a theory, dude. I have a theory I've never said on the podcast. And it was back in the day. I can't remember the guy's name right now. He was the producer of The Simpsons. And
Matt Groening?
Him. There was another guy, another name that used to come up all the time, too.
Sam Simon?
Yeah, I think that's it. And then the guy from Law & Order as well.
Okay. Oh, man.
The creator. Here's my point. The theory was, I remember being a kid, and every TV show producer, I always would check the credits, right? It would air, right? Executive producer. I started noticing everyone had two first names for a name. And I thought, and then when I looked into it, look up how many famous people actually are two first names. And I was like, Brett Richards, oh, he's going to be famous. Oh, he has been famous, and I knew it. I was like, Brett Richard. It's everybody with two first names.
Yeah, that's funny. That's I never thought of it that way. Yeah, so my last name being Richard, no S. It's R-I-C-H-A-R-D. So I have a first for a last and a last for a first. But, yeah, Brett Richard is, you know, is the name. And, you know, and yeah, it's been a fun ride, you know, bump, you know, up and down, and you know, I know that we've been rapping here for a while, but you know, hopefully when we get back on and you know, do some more team ups here, you know, we'll get to the you know, the personal stuff, because like I said, man, my road has been a winding road, and I, as Adam, you and I have talked numerous times. You know, I'm an open book, so, you know, guys, you know, Cognitive Rampage, you followers and fans, you know, again, I'm going to leave my contact information, and, you know, I will be that open book for you all, and I'll tell you where I'm going and where we're, you know, where we're going to be popping up, because hopefully by this summer we're going to put Fit Project Radio into multi-markets.
I was going to ask you, what's the future looking like? How's it unfolding with Project Fit, man?
Future. So we are going to be launching a Kickstarter campaign here by the end of this week, and we are actually looking to raise money. So if there is, you know, any help out there on the, you know, if you be able to help out our Kickstarter, we're actually looking to raise at least $20,000. Now, that's a decent amount of money. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a terrible lot. But you know, for me and what I want to do, it's a lot of money. And basically what the goal is to launch the Fit Project Radio template, the idea, the concept, into six markets from San Diego, California. We're looking at San Antonio, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Boston, Massachusetts, Tampa, Florida, and then also on the East Coast around that Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. And what we're looking to do is, you know, there's going to be a little bit of travel involved, because I want to immerse Fit Project Radio into those different subcultures of the Denver, Colorados, Southern Californias, the you know, and so that I'm not just reading, you know, knowledge to you. I want to express knowledge to you. I want to be able to say, like, when I'm in Denver, I can tell you what the feeling is, and not just what people are writing down and saying. And so I'm very excited about that. We're hopefully going to have that here as soon as possible. FitProjectRadio.com will be launching here in the next week or so. And that will have some really fun podcasts. One of the fun things I like to do are like top tens, you know, top 10 myths that you still believe about working out, you know, top 5 myths about sex, you know, the top 10, you know, nutrition elements that the human body must have. Those are always kind of fun, useless information, but, you know, entertaining.
Yeah, they're fun.
And then we get some really, really great stories. I just did a documentary on a bunch of NFL Combine guys. So we did a Road to the Combine. Just finished up Be Vibrant with an amazing woman, Lisa Diamond, who actually you know, Adam, and her cancer survival story. I mean, the woman is supposed to be dead. Like, I mean, yeah. I mean.
Well, let's put her out there, man. Put her – what's her name? Go ahead. Give her full
– Lisa Diamond, actually, down in Naples. You can look her up on Facebook. She owns Be Vibrant Power Plate Studios. And the story about her is she had breast cancer. And it's on the documentary. I can't remember the exact diagnosis she had. But doctors were basically telling her, you know, you got a 10% chance of living. So just start saying your goodbyes. And she has two daughters and single mom. But I mean, she just did not quit. I mean, that was just like death was not an option for her. It just wasn't. And she just, you know, persevered on a daily basis, pushing through the impossible. And one of the things that she did to gain her strength and to keep her strength, to keep moving, was power plate studios. So she'd stand on these vibrating platelets, and it would help her with her balance and some mobility and, of course, you know, maintaining muscle. And she credits, you know, her survival to power plate studios. So with that being said, she decided to partner up with somebody and create her own, and now she passes this word along, and she's awesome. She is absolutely incredible woman, and you know, there's no excuse, man. I mean, it's, if you have one, I've got another excuse that'll beat yours every time.
Yeah.
And it's her.
Yeah, she I'm glad. I'll be watching that show for sure, man. She we met randomly when I walked into her place one day, but I actually was a therapist at the time, and I took her. She wrote a story. You could probably find, I think she gives it away on her website, but she wrote her little story thing, and it was beautiful. I used it in multiple groups and people that had come through the rehabilitation program that I was working at.
Sure.
And it was powerful. It moved a lot of people in there, man. So that'll be a great show, man. And I mean, you got a lot of stuff lined up. Plus what we're doing, man, we are plugged in, my friend.
We are plugged in. So, guys, you know, if you do want to learn more about Fit Project Radio, you know, please check us out on Facebook. And it's, again, just look in Fit Project Radio and look for that logo. Look for the logo, the FPR 2015. And then we have, you know, Instagram, which has become very, very popular. That's a funny thing, man. Like, social media, Jesus. You know, I have to... It's hard for me to quantify me playing, quote unquote, playing on Facebook and Instagram for an hour a day, but you have to do it. And I feel like there's 50 other things I should be doing, but the power of social media right now is just immense. And so, you know, you go on Instagram and it's fitproject.radio. 2015. And again, you'll see the FPR logo. And then, as always, please email me anytime, and you will get a response from me as soon as I can get to it. But it doesn't take more than a day or so. fitprojectradio@gmail.com. Send me your stories, send me your ideas. And I will do everything I can to coordinate, you know, with you all. I mean, worldwide, I don't care where you're from. I would love to meet with anybody. And then as we grow our Kickstarter campaign, you know, any type of, you know, venture capitalists out there, or, you know, or angel fund people, or people that just want to, you know, help with this brand and this product, our Kickstarter will launch, and I'll let Adam know when it goes off, and, you know, you'll be seeing it, you know, all over the place. But again, we have at least a $20,000 goal to reach, hopefully within the next, you know, month or so. And we're going to bring Fit Project Radio to the Denver area, Southern California, San Antonio, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts. And then, you know, of course, through the Tampa and Miami, you know, the East Coast of Florida as well, you know, just to spread the knowledge, the truth, in health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. And again, you know, it's all because of you. So thank you all very, very much. And my eternal gratitude to you all.
Oh, man, dude. Like I say, dude, love this guy. Love this guy. You're good, dude.
I do my best.
Yeah. You try my line I always use when somebody says something. Like, I have my moments.
I have my moments. I have my moments. Yeah, I do my best when and where I can.
Yeah, I say that for bad shit, too.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I've had those moments. It's funny. Like I was saying earlier, I have an ex-wife who I actually have a very good relationship with. You know, we co-parent, and people say, you know, do you ever fight with your ex-wife? And I say, well, yeah, you know, we do, but 99% of the time, it's my fault. So, you know, I'm the first to admit that, man. I mean, you know, again, if we argue, it's chances are it's because of a jackass thing that I've probably done, and she's letting me have it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, that's the self-admittance part, man. I suggest every male at a point marry up in intelligence. And if you marry up in intelligence, that way all you got to do is just, you know, you're not the smart one, so you don't get to make the choice anyway. But in the end, you're never really wrong. So who's really smarter?
Hey, there you go. That's right. You know? That's actually good advice. That's really good advice.
That's what I do. My wife is I'm not smart compared to my wife. And so what I get to do is just be like, I don't know, you're smart. What do you think? And then she's like, that's a good one. Let's do that one. And I go, all right, cool. And a little bit more relationship advice while I'm on it. Guys, you know the whole cliche words, where do you want to eat? I don't know. I don't know. You pick it. That whole thing. Listen, the answer in dealing with your wife is you give options. Not multiple options, but you give 3 at most, 2 at best. And if you provide options, then as a man, you have made a choice, but then allowed her for the final decision. Do not be the indecisive man that goes, I don't know where I want to eat. I don't know where I want to go. Don't say that. You pick it. No, you're trying to be nice. I get that. But what you need to do is just so, what about here, here, and here? Let them choose. After they choose, go there. And if they change their mind, drive there too.
That's right. Happy wife, happy life.
Man. Anyway, man, I don't know. How do we? We just got off on we went from Project Fit Radio and mental health. Now we're doing relationships, Brett. What the hell?
Man, like I said, like we've discussed. You know, the Cognitive Rampage and the Fit Project Radio followers. You guys have you know, Adam and I are probably gonna, you know, connect later today off the air, but the one thing I can tell you is, you know, these logos are going to combine. You're going to see a great big elephant head with this right in the center of it. So, you know, my logo, dead center of it. And, you know, it's going to be the Fit Project Cognitive Rampage, or, you know, it's going to be fun. And basically, excuse me.
The Fit Rampage Project.
And the Fit Rampage Project. There it is, man. There's a copyright and trademark on March 4th, 2016. So
hashtag all that. Oh, dude, man. Well, let me run, dude. And I'm going to call you, actually. Give me about 30, man. I'll talk to you about that other thing.
All right, guys. Cognitive Rampage, thank you guys very, very much. Again, this is Brett with Fit Project Radio. You know, feel free. Reach out to us on Facebook. Fit Project Radio, Instagram, fitproject.radio2015, or please, I'd love to hear from your emails, fitprojectradio@gmail.com. Adam Lowry, it's my pleasure, my brother.
Thank you, man.
And I'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Thank you, brother. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Peace.
Oh, man. I love talking to that dude. We have spent a lot of time together, me and Brett, chatting on the phone or on the, via thing yesterday for an hour and a half. And, now we go off for about another hour and 20, but, look up Brett Richard, man. It's really cool how I keep finding like-minded people through like-minded people. Through Andrew Marianti, I found this guy, Brett. And I mean, these are guys that I like to be around. These are the kind of people I put myself around. They challenge me. They challenge themselves. They question themselves. And definitely, I know we'll be questioning me and pushing creativity and pushing change and pushing to be a great person, because I think that's what Brett was talking about. You know, was making a transition in his life from an inward thinking person to an outward thinking person who utilizes his power to serve others and find that way to do so. And I think that's the inspiring part about his story, is that transition from the inward thinking to the outward thinking to the serving. And I would encourage any listener, anybody on this podcast, that if you're forcing life, as Brett was saying on the podcast, if you find yourself forcing that life, to sit back for a minute, ask yourself why you're really doing what you're doing, and break that down and try to find if it's serving yourself or if it's serving others. And I think you'll find that when you can find yourself serving others in what you do, then that authentic you, that authentic product, that authentic brand, that authentic self will reveal itself. And in a nutshell, that's the summary of my book, The Cognitive Rampage, A Dose of Authentic Revelation, coming out in about 2 weeks. But that's what it's about, discovering that authentic self. But it takes a humbling at first. It takes a willingness to be able to question oneself, one's beliefs, perceptions, and views of the world. And I think Brett is a example of that. You know, he was willing to question himself, what he believed, what he did, and why he did it. And through that humbling, we can find competence and self-competence, self-awareness. And that can lead to a self-confidence that can push you toward an enthusiasm in life that is just uncanny, authentic, and isn't as fleeting as, say, passion. Because you need more than passion. It's enthusiasm you're after in life. And the only way to get there is with competence and chasing experience with passion. But love you, Brett. Thanks for doing the show, man. We'll be in touch as always. We'll have you back on the podcast too. So to all the listeners and all the people out there, I hope you're taking care of you. I love you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage.